Hello, Team Chatterbox. It's Anna here from Soundyard, delivering your timely dose of outside goodness from High Ash Farm with nature lover Chris Skinner and his broadcast companion Matthew Gudgeon. On this month's highlight reel, Chris conducts an experiment on part of his farmland that's supposed to be encouraging bird life. Matthew gets in the gutters and finds out about the potential living inside each and every acorn. And Chris gives us a scientific explanation to the autumnal tones and leaf change that we see at this time of year. First, though, we're heading out for a fungal foray on the woodland floor to marvel at the diversity of species you get there.
Chris Skinner's Countryside Podcast with Matthew Gudgeon.
We've got our coats on now and donned our Wellington boots. It's autumn, isn't it? Really, properly now, into October. But always a great pleasure to come and visit Chris Skinner on his square mile of Norfolk High Ash Farm. And Chris, it's when the autumn colours start to develop now, isn't it?
Yes, looking round the trees, we're right on the edge of Fox's Grove, a good chunk of Norfolk woodland, a whole variety of trees. And already in the lower part of the woodland, there's some silver birch there. And in the last few days, they've kind of had a wake-up call that it is autumn with the rain and the cooler nights. And there's a lovely golden brown sheen, and the leaves are already starting to drop off those, and you can see the lovely silver trunks. There's some horse chestnut further down in the wood, and the leaves, because it's an introduced species, the leaves have already gone brown and dropping onto the woodland floor to cover up this year's conkers as well. And the oaks are just beginning to turn, but they probably won't be losing their leaves until well into November, so they've got another month on the tree. And I can see acorns in front of us on those low branches of the oak, and there's another one beside a sycamore here, another introduced species with a full canopy of leaves on there. But further into the wood, the leaves are just starting as a woodland track in front of us, and you can just see the first leaves landing on the track. Autumn is definitely here. The stinging nettles are just beginning to buckle over. There's quite a crop here in this area of woodland. And as it's autumn, that sort of season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, they say, I thought we'd start this week's podcast with some of the fungi that grow here at the farm. And I'll just put a little fence stake round these.
I fancied some nice garlic mushrooms on toast this lunchtime.
I don't think these are partly edible, but with all the fungi that we talk about in the next few weeks, because there's perhaps around 10,000 species of fungi in the UK. I've got a fungi book and it's that thick I can hardly lift it. But there are many that are very, very common, and everybody thinks it's just this season of the year. We've had lots of rain here at the farm, about 40 millimetres in total over the last couple of weeks. Very welcome rain. The ground is still warm, and the combination of the moisture and the warmth in the ground means it's a perfect time for a whole variety of different fungi to start sprouting up. Remember, if you talk to a mycologist, that's somebody who studies fungi, and said, you know, what's special about autumn? And they'll look at you rather quizzically and say, you can find fungi all the year round, but we tend to be more aware of them in the autumn because of the colours, and just suddenly they spring up almost overnight.
And you've taken me to these, and they're growing straight out of the ground, aren't they, and quite large.
Yes, they're a good foot tall, aren't they? And they're swaying about in the wind, and they're bell-shaped fungi on a tall stalk, and the stalk's called the stipe. And then they are rather unusual because their proper name is ink caps, the whole family of them. And this particular one is called the Shaggy ink cap. And there's a younger version of one just here, just coming out of the ground this morning. And another one over there. They're pretty quick at coming up and growing. And then they they are scaly on the this freshly emerged one. And if you just cut the front off it and put it on somebody's head, imaginary, it would that gives it its second name, which is lawyer's wig. And very good description of them as well.
It's that snowy colour, isn't it? And the different patterns on
yes,
there.
And the scales on the outside of it. And that will carry on growing till it joins one like this, right in front of my knee here. It's probably 10 to 12 inches tall, about 30 centimetres tall. And it's swaying in the wind. And it started to eat itself. It's deliquescence. It's called auto-ingestion.
Well, there's this black liquid around the base of yes. the bell, isn't there?
Yes, and hence the other name for this, the whole family of them. There's one over there which is almost just a black ring around the top of the stalk that it's growing on. And if I put my finger underneath this one and just go underneath, I've got a black, slimy juice on my finger that looks a little bit like ink. Some people have saved it, this juice, and you can actually write with it with a fountain pen. So ink cap. You probably... I can remember using ink at school, and Rat has just missed a fungi by a millimetre and on the ground and talking, so it's a little bit too exciting for... Would you come here? I'll pick you up.
Rat, the terrier, he insisted on coming along today, and of course...
He's causing trouble already. We've hardly started. So if I hold him like this, that might keep him a bit quiet. So, ink cap, and what's happening is this, it kind of eats itself, so it dissolves into this black ink, but the black ink's important. Some fungi produce spores from the gills underneath. Something like a field mushroom will have little gills underneath, and the spores come out from under there and they blow off in the wind. With something like this particular species, the lawyer's wig or ink cap, the spores are all in this black ink and it drops on the ground. And if an animal does walk past it and brushes off, then there's one almost completely dissolved itself over there. It just does look like somebody spilt a whole bottle of ink on the ground.
Yes, it's very... It's pitch black under there.
It is.
So, and it's dissolving away just into the ground. Yes. But I suppose that's a useful process.
Yeah, absolutely. So that will contain the spores, and that then goes into the soil. And this is the interesting thing about fungi. When you make the mistake of thinking that they're just here for one particular season, the spores then germinate in the soil. Some germinate in old dead trees. Some attack living trees, so there's a variety of species of fungi, and they're all interesting, and they all of them in some way or other have relevance to us. And so you can hear this podcast and think, I've got nothing to do with fungi, I don't care whether they're there or not. But then I asked you some questions. Do you ever drink beer? And probably the answer is yes. And of course, beer is produced by yeast, a form of fungi. You've got blue cheese. You've got penicillin, of course, from the mould that can grow on marmalade or cheese, and antibiotics, and many of them are from fungi. So bread, of course, the yeast in bread is yet another one. So there's a whole variety. In some way or other, we're linked to them. But fungi don't have chlorophyll, so I suppose people are beginning to call it the fifth kingdom, whereas animals will be right at the top, the first kingdom, the next one down would be plants, and then you've got all the different species, and fungi would be at the bottom because they don't manufacture their own food from sunlight like living green plants do. They have chlorophyll in them. And fungi don't. So fungi break things down that are either already dead, or they attack things and dissolve them and then recycle the nutrients. So they're really, really important in you. In fact, they're crucial in the environment, because otherwise there'd be nothing to take everything that's living here back to its original components. So that's just why I'm fascinated by them, and started to get interested in them when I met a mycologist, a very important person for me, and made me think about the farm here and the way I was behaving as a kind of Attila the Hun, burning all the straw after harvest. And that was Ted Ellis, and he was quite a well-known mycologist and studied fungi, and I spent time with him, and occasionally we'd be walking down beside a hedge together, and he'd just dart in as quite an elderly man, and there'd just be his bottom sticking out of the hedge, and he'd come out with a huge smile on his face because he'd seen something he hadn't seen for 2 or 3 years perhaps. And there are so many species, as I said, at least 10,000 in the UK, and there's lots of fungi groups of people get together and go on fungal forays, we call it, and just learn about all the different species. There's another group over there. So lawyer's wig or shaggy ink caps will grow very quickly at this time of the year. This patch, there was 150 or so here just over the other side of the track yesterday, and they were gleaming in the brief spell of sunlight that we had, and they're virtually all dissolved themselves and gone within 24 hours. And that's the crazy thing about fungi. They're here, they go quickly, and it's just the fruiting part of their year, if you like. It's a bit like flowers coming into flower in the spring and they're gone by the next season, and fungi are the same. But they're here, all the different species, at various times of the year. You just got to know when to look and where to look, and they fascinate me.
Well, these are splendid examples, and I dare say we'll be looking at more as the weeks go by.
Yes, we certainly will. There's always entertaining species, and some of them are quite surprising, and some of them perhaps not quite so friendly, but they're all part of that huge sort of circle of life, if you like, and a really important part of it as well.